On balance, our American universities have served for our people intelligently and capably. They are not perfect. No human institutions are. But their record is the one in which all Americans may take legitimate pride. But because in all ages there are persons who misunderstand the idea of a university, our people must realize that when we talk as we do about academic freedom or intellectual freedom, we do not do so because academic people have a specially privileged position. We do so because no university can flourish except in an atmosphere which protects the fullest freedom of inquiry. Unless scholars are free to seek the truth in all fields, to teach and write about truth as they see it, and to be free from the persecution of those who disagree, then a university cannot be a university. When we become afraid to deal with honest differences of opinion among citizens, we not only undermine the basis upon which all universities must operate, but we endanger the future of our republic. So, the American idea of a university embodies those beliefs and principles which are most precious to our freedom and our civilization. As our universities are free, vital, and onward moving, so will mankind march on toward that goal of an ever better life, which is the dream of all men.